Good intentions, where do they come from? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with meditation. Good intentions, where do they come from? I talk to my dog and I say, Rex, when I'm giving a talk, you lay quietly here and don't disturb me because I'm giving a talk. And he says, I know that. He says, but don't you realize there's those important things that are making noises out there that got to be investigated? And I said, yes, that's true. There's an airplane going overhead, a helicopter, and you don't seem to let that bother you. I haven't seen you jump up there and grab him by the tail and pull him down. Say, look here, boy, you don't go flying over our property and make noises. Remember? See, now, things that are important like that, that you just don't do. Now, we're going to have to do some training of you, Rex. Rex, are you listening to me? Okay, I got your eye. Miss, now I got your nose. Now, remember that. Okay. Now, what about that? You're all very interested in meditation. You say, oh, meditation, wow, 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 wow. What fun meditation is. And then, when it comes to time for meditation, it's amazing how many things come up that seem to need your attention. You have to go to the bathroom. You have to get a glass of water. You have to turn off the phone or turn on the phone or pick up the phone or something. Or somebody calls. Or some noise happens and the dogs start barking. You got to go chase the dogs and stop them from barking. You have so many things that distract you from meditation. We have so many things that distract us from meditation. Now, why do we do that? Well, I would like to say to each one of you, you are not a beginner. You are not a beginner in the art of meditation. Okay? So, when you're playing the piano and you're playing it, your teacher constantly upgrades your expectation on the piano. Expects you to play better and better with each lesson. Isn't that true? You come in, did you practice? The teacher doesn't say, did you practice? The teacher doesn't care whether you practiced or not. You sit down at the piano and the teacher knows if you practiced. The teacher knows if you have put in the time necessary to learn the piano. So, if you didn't do a good job, the teacher is not going to raise you to the next level of musicality, of musicology. The teacher is going to raise you to a different song, but the same level of expertise. So you're going to keep on that same level of expertise until you master it, until you are in charge of it. And then when you come in and the teacher says, my, that is excellent. Now, here's another one. She didn't say, this is a higher one now. You've been on the same one for 3 weeks, you know. You didn't. I couldn't offer you a new song because you just hadn't improved to the level of a new song yet. So, but the teacher knows. And the teacher doesn't judge you. The teacher has been there, done that before, not the slightest bit concerned. And if you are a lazy person and you don't want to apply yourself to your lessons, you don't want to study, then that's your business. If you want to study, good. What do you think makes the difference between a ballerina and a would-be ballerina?
Practice.
Just practice. Not skill or anything else. Skill comes with practice, but just practice. Just learning the art of your craft. Meditation is the same thing, although meditation is not quite as important because meditation is such a relaxed, laid-back thing. Nothing important comes out of meditation except just to feel good. Okay? That's what some people think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, what are you thinking about in your heart? Well, I'm thinking about in my heart that I'm peaceful, I'm loving, I'm kind, and da 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 da. And you say, that's okay. That's a big deal if you're not peaceful, loving, and kind, to have peaceful, loving, and kindness. And then you say, okay, now, I am independently wealthy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Wouldn't that be exciting? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Get all excited about that. I'm independently wealthy. Well, how can you be independently wealthy? How can you meditate upon being independently wealthy? Now, if you're going to play the piano, you meditate upon playing the piano. You practice the piano. That's called meditating, practicing, you know. Now, what do you do in meditation? You want to be independently wealthy. How do you practice on that? Well, here's what you do. You go into your inner room where you like to play, and you look around that room and you see all of the things that are not beneficial to you. You see the phrase that says, I'm poor. The phrase that says, I can't afford it. The phrase that says, I never have enough money. You know, all those silly things. You'd see those phrases and you think to yourself, hi, old friends. You know, they've been there a long time. And then your teacher says, you're practicing this. I'm independently wealthy. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm everything good and beautiful. And you keep saying, keep saying, keep saying. And then those, hey, I'm not independently wealthy. I'm poor. I'm this. And you see, they're there. You don't know how to play. You don't know how to play. You don't know how to play. And it says, ha, 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 you don't know how to play. You're practicing on the piano, but you sound terrible. You know, you really are bad. But you keep practicing. And pretty soon, you don't sound so bad anymore. Pretty soon, you sound pretty good. And as you keep playing, and you keep playing, you sound passable, you know, even to you. And then you think, I'm making progress, you know. And so, then, in your meditation, you keep applying yourself, and you keep saying, I'm independently wealthy. You keep saying these things, you keep saying, and pretty soon, the I am poor aspect goes away. Because the two cannot play together. If the two play in the same sandbox, one or the other is going to be dominant. And what does the secret or whisper, dog whisperer do? What does the dog whisperer do? The dog whisperer takes the dominant dog and lets the undominant dog sniff the dominant dog. Not the dominant dog sniff the undominant, but the undominant dog sniff the dominant. That way, the dominant dog now has lost some of its pizzazz, some of its power, because it's the aggressive one. It sniffs first, you know. And so it doesn't. They let the passive dog sniff first. And what happens? Passive dog says, yeah, you're okay. Yeah, come on, let's go play. The dominant dog is going to say, yeah, and bite you. Because the dominant dog is expected to bite. That's the nature that man has expected for the dominant dog, to be aggressive. And the passive dog, its nature is to do what?
Be
passive. Not to be aggressive. Okay, now, in you are the thoughts, I'm poor, I'm poor, I'm not, I can't afford it, I can't do that, hold on. And then the other thought comes in, I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. And the other thought says, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. You're poor, you're poor, you're poor. You haven't got a penny, you know. And the dominant, or the new thought, says, it's so nice living in abundance. It's so nice living with more than I need. Every time I turn around, everything that I desire is there. Everything that I desire is there. Now this young man, Jason, wants to come visit campus for a week. And he wants to come right away. And he has a little difficulty gathering together the money for his flight back and forth. So, his trip, flight. And so, he says, oh, yes! I have the money. I have the money. I have. You think he'll make it?
Yes.
He'll make it. You bet he will. Why will he make it? Because he's not looking at appearances. The appearances are that he doesn't have it. The appearances are that there's no way that it could work out. But he puts the cause in motion. I have it. Now, does he say I have the money? Or does he say I have the ticket?
The ticket.
If he says I have the ticket, You'd be surprised what doors might open. Gertrude Suter wanted to come to campus, and she wanted to bring her two sons, and she bought tickets, and I think all three of them, but she wanted to bring a couple of them. And so when it was time to go, one of them couldn't come. And so she had that extra ticket lying around. Who'd she give that to?
Cecilia.
You. Well, you could have helped me on that story. She gave a ticket to you. Now, did old fancy pants here, old rich girl, did she realize that she had that ticket available to her? No, she just knew that she was going to be going to campus soon, and she was ready. She was always packed and ready. And so the ticket came, and she had no decision. She didn't say, well, just now I got to see if I can get a bus. She was ready. She was all set. Now, she, only moments before that, before Gertrude made that decision, she didn't have the ticket. She had no way of knowing where the ticket was coming from. She just knew, I have the ticket, and I'm going to campus. And was that the permanent time? Or visit. The visit? Visit or permanent time?
Visit.
The visit. So that was just a visit. It wasn't that important. It was just a fun time, you know. And because it was just a fun time, it wasn't so important, she just put the cause in motion. I have my ticket. I go too. And so she went. But she not only went, she went as Gertrude's daughter. Gertrude took her under her wing and took her along and said, you know, you're coming like my daughter because I'm giving you the tickets that I bought for my kids. Now, did that make a problem for Sylvia? Not at all. Does Sylvia know who she is? Yes. Is Sylvia a happy girl? Is Sylvia content with herself? Does Sylvia create what she wants? Now, did she do it by being demanding? If she were demanding, then the offer would have never been made, even if it was available. But because she was just available, it was made to her. Because she had in her inner house nobody or any concept or thought that said she wasn't going to campus. Just a thought. I'm going. Oh boy, I'm going to go to campus. Have fun. I'm going to have a lot of fun and do a lot of good stuff, you know. And so then she came. Must have been nice, because then she came back later to be today, you know. But at least she checked it out and found out that the people were just as crazy as she was, you know. And she felt that was very compatible. Now, can you see how you do not clean out your house, but you fill your house so full with thoughts of love, thoughts of harmony, thoughts of truth about yourself, that in your meditation time, you have no time to meditate on, it won't work. Only time to meditate on, it is done. So, think about your meditation time. It's quite serious. It's quite serious. Not because it's so intensive and so utterly estranging, but it's just serious from the point of view of keep your attention tuned on what you want to do. What is your meditation about? Is your meditation about, I'm going to the garden and I'm going to pick some flowers and I'm going to put them on the table? Now, is your meditation on, I hope there are some flowers in the garden, I hope the animals haven't eaten them, I hope that they're still budding, I hope this, I hope that, I hope, is that your meditation? No. You have a mental picture of you walking into the garden and looking around saying, which one of these glorious flowers will grace our table, you know. And you just look around there and you snip here and snip there and snip everywhere, and nobody knows you snipped anything because there's so many beautiful ones. And then you bring them in the house and put them in a bowl, arrange them lovely. And you just knew before you went out there what you were going to find. And if you know before you go into your meditation what you're going to find, you'll find it. You'll find it. Because it makes no difference whether it's something that's absolutely impossible or something that's done every day. The only thing that is important for you and for me is to say to ourselves, it is done. Can you say that?
Yes, it is done.
It is done. And when you say it, then it is done. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.